It's Carolyn Rodriguez, Monday morning. Want to welcome everybody, those of you who are tuning in live time, those of you who are tuning in podcast time. Always happy to be here, you guys, because this call raises my energy. This call helps me set myself up for the week. This call reminds me of why what I'm doing is important, not just for me, my team members, for my psyche, for purpose, for passion, for vision. So I'd love for people to step out and share, what did you get from all of the trainers last week that you put into action, or you're practicing, or it worked, it didn't work? Because we're in that process of going through our list of 40, and we're into week 3 of the 90-day action plan, which is basically a repetition. Week 3 is a repetition of week 1 and 2. So who's out there? Who's in action? Who's excited? Who has something to share? Who has a gratitude? Come on out, guys.
I'd like to share, Carolyn.
Thank you, Kevin.
If you remember, I set out a challenge to everybody, right? You asked me to, so I told people that if they had to pin Isagenics on their shirt, to get out there and get that done, or at least wear their ISA gear, right? Well, I told you I was going out to the open on Saturday, which I did. I had my Isagenics cap, and I had my Isagenics shirt on, bright orange one that I had made for me through a friend. And I'm following John Rahm around, and this guy in a CBS jacket and a little headphone thing is walking around following him. He's the kind of guy that's telling all the commentators, he's cutting through his car, he's doing the, he's kind of keeping up everybody updated, And he walks over to me, and he points to my Isagenics on my shirt. He says, that's that same logo that's on that John's shirt. He said, what's it all about? Tell me what this Isagenics is.
Mm.
And I went into the hall. Well, our story, right? How today, all these people, or how many people do you know that are overweight or lacking energy? We went into a long conversation. We walked, Carolyn, for 3 fairways. Him telling me that he wanted to know more information about this was going to be awesome, and he also commented on. He said, "Do you have any idea the value that your company is going to see based on the fact that this logo is all over national television right now?" I said, I have a pretty good idea. He said, let me just tell you something. He said, 20 years ago, I've been in this business a long time. 20 years ago, Nike would be out here with their checkbooks. It was that low tech. And then said, okay, so-and-so, you were on national television for 20 seconds. Here's $25,000. And they would write the check on the spot to these people. Can you imagine, John Rahm? I posted a video, Carolyn, on my wall yesterday that I just took off the television, but there was Isagenics on the screen for a good 15, 20, 30 seconds. And guys, I'm working on getting Eric on the call on Friday. We're going to talk about how we can leverage this information, because I think this is going to be huge for our potential. So that's my story, and I'd love to hear if anybody else wore their ISA gear out and about.
Well, I would say you completed your own challenge, so kudos to you. Anybody else?
Barbie Lee.
Hey, Miss BBL.
Good morning. So I took the challenge, not because Kevin set the challenge, I was going to do it anyways, but it's great that I got to finish the challenge. My daughter competed in biathlon this weekend, and for those following her career, she was 6 seconds short of going to national. So it's a bittersweet because mommy's sad, but on the plus side, 3 other athletes, when she was on the bus, nutrient timing on the way up, questioned her and sat beside her and talked to her. So she's got, 3 potential business partners after this week when she gets over the emotion. And, the other coaches wanted to know what I was feeding her, because she had her fuel on the mat. She had her hydrate in her water bottle. And so other parents wanted to know, how she kept up and all that kind of stuff. So we live that life. So on a positive note of it all, because she didn't qualify for nationals, I'm sending her to Raw KO in Toronto as a consolation prize. So she still wins.
What a great mom. What a great mom. And I have one of those stories too, Kevin, but I'd love to hear if anybody else took Kevin up on his challenge. Because, guys, I think that's what's a really cool part of this call is that, and it doesn't have to be the trainers. It could be any one of you who come up with this challenge. And I always invite people who are listening in to say, hey, if you're listening in podcast time, challenge, put a challenge out for yourself, put a challenge out for your team, and then come together after to see how you guys did. It's not a question of, oh, I didn't do it, I flunked, or I did it and nothing happened. It's that you're engaging, because if we don't engage, then we're just here as spectators watching the players on the field have the fun. So who else took Kevin up on his challenge?
I did. Hey, it's Jen. Maura.
Okay, so Maura, there was somebody else jumping in there. Was that Jen?
It's Jen.
Hey, Jen, go for it.
Well, it's not a ISA gear story, but it's an ISA tool story. I have the privilege of taking some brochures from ISA tools to a coffee shop this morning. She has a community board, and this lady has told me or allowed me permission to bring some materials in and leave it up for her customers to see. So I'm very grateful for that.
Love it. Perfect. Thank you for that, Jen. Maura.
Mine is that on the weekend we were in Ottawa. We went to attend Winterlude because Jeff had a radiology seminar, and we always combine the two things. And we stayed with one of the trainers from our calls. We stayed with Lori Clark and had an amazing time and went to Winterlude wearing the red and white kickoff scarves and toques, the whole bit. And Jeff had a red jacket on, and Lori and I were in white coats, and it was perfect. It was like a Canadian flag, isogenic style. And then I was at the gym in Ottawa as well in the morning at Good Life, and carrying my Isagenics water bottle with my Amped Hydrate in it and Recover, and then just this morning again at the gym, always a little bit of Isa in the background there. It's just part of who we are, right? It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Maura. And yeah, this weekend my niece is playing in a national level field hockey tournament, the showcase tournament, where coaches from some of the top universities in the States are coming to scout talent. And so, I look at the difference in my niece from last year in this tournament to this year. So last year she didn't have the fuel. She didn't have the power. She didn't have the knock. She didn't have the recover. She scored a goal. Their team, I gave Hydrate to all of the team. The coach was tired. I gave him an e-shot. One of the moms who was there is a doctor, and she had all these misconceptions about Isagenics. So I said, just keep throwing them out. I kept dispelling them. And by the end of the 3 days, she was laughing, right? And so she, right, that's what Canadians say, right? Eh? And so I said, listen, what if I gave you, what if, if I gave you some samples of products for yourself and for your daughter that are helping, my niece, Nicole, would you be open to exploring? I said, and I want you to know I'm not interested in your patients. I'm only interested in you and what's best for you and Emmy. And so she laughed when I gave her the package of information. I put the medical study in there, and she said, wow, thank you so much. She said, I loved the e-shot, I love the bar, and I'm looking forward to exploring other things. So, guys, you know what? People will naturally gravitate to you, and you will encounter people out there who perhaps have, strange thoughts about Isagenics. There was one mom there who said, oh, I can't use your stuff because I don't do dairy. I said, oh, so you haven't been kept up to date that we have a dairy-free line. Well, she was so attached to, tearing down Isagenics, she didn't know what to say. Her mouth just dropped to the ground. I said, yeah, we have a dairy-free line, and I walked away. Because sometimes that's what you have to do, because people are looking for you to be defensive. Mm. So it's up to you to hold your posture. I walked away. I thought, if she's serious, she will come back and, talk with my sister-in-law, with myself. And so I gave samples to everybody but her. So, little tip for you guys, be the cat, not the dog, because people will be like, nobody wants to be left out. And I thought, you got a sort of high and mighty attitude about everything. That's not somebody I want on my team. And so we'll see. So we're talking with the coach now. Some of the moms are like, what are these people doing? And pick a few people, you guys. Don't go after everybody. Your job is to be the fisherman, not the hunter out there just spraying bullets at everybody and hoping some will fall. So when you're that fisherman, when you're that, you have that attractive lure, and people can see, oh, she's talking to her, but she's not talking to me, you'll be surprised. People will come to you. So guys, this morning, we're in week three. Who can tell me what week three is all about of the 90-day action plan? Who went on the training tab this morning and completed the assignment for week three?
Yes.
I did. It's Jen.
Okay, Jen, go for it.
So the challenge was to contact 10 more of your list of 40. Invite them out for coffee. Invite them out for a workout. Just communicate. But if you talk about isogenics, great. If not, that's okay as well.
Yeah, awesome. And so week three, as I said, I already gave you guys a hint, is a replication of week one and two. So your goal, for those of you who are following along the 90-day action plan, I mean, and if you're not, I would invite you to go and register. It's never too late. There's no judgment here. Some people have to play catch-up. I'm a week behind because of all of the personal issues that were happening in my life. So it's there's no judgment here. Whenever you start, it's better than not starting at all. So week one and two, week one, you're making your list of 40 people. Week and prioritizing who are the top 10 people out of that 40 you want to connect with. Week two, you pick another 10. Week three, you're picking another 10. And the whole idea is you're practicing and getting better, because I don't believe there's, you know, practice for perfection. It's practice for the sake of practice. You're getting better at the connecting and sharing and the follow-up. And I know in the follow-up, that's where people fall down. That's where I fell down. And one of the things that happens, guys, and I want to talk to you a little bit about this, is that as you go about this activity and make it fun, like Kevin said, make it fun, because when you're having some fun, other people who are watching will be like, I want to do what she's doing, right? And so what happens, you sometimes get into that place of, oh, you know what, I'm not doing enough, whatever I'm doing isn't working. There's a bit of a mindset about scarcity instead of abundance. So today I want to talk to you guys about that, because in our business, this is a natural ebb and flow of the business. People are going to come into your team. People are going to leave your team. Some people who've been here for a while decide the grass is greener on the other side. They're going to go to another team. And the mentality of the community sometimes becomes one of scarcity instead of abundance. There's always that worry that, oh, why are people looking sideways instead of looking forward? So I want to talk a little bit about that, that this is a journey. And what we do on this journey, it's not that much different from when you have a job. The difference here is you're in control of your time. You're in control of your activity. You're in control of your destination. So on a leader's call that I was doing this morning, we were talking about this. You know, what happens when we're in this you know, treadmill, literally, of activity? Some people get a little bit overwhelmed. Some people get a little distracted. Some people, the mindset goes to a place of, I can't do this. It's too hard. People aren't responding to me. I'm doing the do. And so here's my response to you. I want you guys to write down these three words. Focus, vision, clarity, actually four words, and abundance. Focus, vision, clarity, and abundance. And I have, you know, little sayings on my desk where when I get into a place of overwhelm, when I get into a place of distraction, when I get into a place of, oh, this isn't working, I remind myself of, okay, what's my vision? What is my vision for Carolyn? Why am I doing this? Because if you're just here to, I don't know, I mean, there are people who come in and are focused on the money. There are people who come in and they're focused on what everybody else is doing, which creates that lack mentality rather than that abundance mentality. So first of all, what is it that's driving you? So your why could be something really simple, you know, that I need to pay off my car, or I want to, as Lisa Boris shared in the last competition, the contest that Isagenix was running, she wanted to have the money to pay for a new couch in their home that they're renovating. So whatever it is, that's your vision. What's driving you? Now, where's your focus? And if your focus is going to a place that is not, you know, productive, abundant, going in the right direction, what you focus on expands. So change your focus. And if the focus is, you know, your mindset's in the gutter, something I learned from David Wood, this is the word, right, this big word, stop. Stop everything you're doing and go out and just contribute to somebody else. Make somebody smile. Go listen to some music. Change your state, right? So change your focus, change your state, and clarity. So when you come back from whatever it is that was taking you out of the game, now get clear on what is the very next piece of action that you're going to take. So I want to read you something from my post yesterday. And, you know, the universe speaking to me, well, actually, it's, to me, it's God. You know, I get these little sayings from the universe. And it says, did you know, Carolyn, that for the person who thinks abundance, speaks abundance, and acts abundantly, no matter how much they lack, while performing such demonstrations, they are given an outpouring of the stuff far in excess of what they could ever spend. That's what I call fair. Well, I want to talk to you guys about this abundance factor, the scarcity versus the abundance. So our attitudes towards scarcity and abundance, it, you know, in all aspects of our life will greatly influence your success. And Stephen Covey talks about this. I read this book a million years ago. I got to go read it again because this article came across my desk, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. And so here's what he writes. Most people are deeply scripted in what I call scarcity mentality. This is Covey speaking. They see life as only having so much, as though there were only one pie out there. And if someone were to get a bigger piece of the pie, it would mean that there's less for everybody else. So the scarcity mentality is the zero-sum paradigm of life. And people with a scarcity mentality have a difficult time sharing recognition, credit, power, or profit, even with those who help in the production. They also have a hard time being genuinely happy for the success of others. And something that I learned from Bob Proctor, he said, you get the pie, there's only so many slices in the pie. So that creates that scarcity mentality. So how do the people participate if there aren't enough pieces of pie? You go make a bigger pie. And so I was like, whoa, I never thought of that. So, you know, when you get to a place where you feel the money, the opportunity, the recognition, all of that stuff is limited, that's when we get into a place of paranoia, fear, we become nervous, you know, we're worried about saying the wrong thing. And, you know, your success is affected by that. And you know, I'm going to further quote Covey, and he says, effective leaders develop and model an abundance mindset. By doing so, they create an environment where they can positively influence their team. So how do you do this, you guys? And so as you go about your day, your week, connecting with people, you're building your team, you are the leader. People in your team are watching you, even if you have a team of one, right? So it's offering words of appreciation. Let people know how much you value their contribution, because in our business, that's huge. That's why people hang around. They hang around for the psychic income, not necessarily the monetary income. That's sadly lacking in the work world, right? So reach out to those people. And this is part of what, you know, in light of some of the things that are happening in Canada, I'm like, okay, what do I need to do differently, right? Who in my team have I not shown appreciation to? Who in my team hasn't heard from me or feel like they haven't been seen? So, you know, this is one of the simplest way to build more abundance in your life. And you don't have to do it just in isogenics. You can do that in your family, right? Choose to see an opportunity. The next time you have a team member who's faced with an obstacle, like flip it around. Consider it an opportunity. And this weekend, that's exactly what I was faced with. And I called the lady and I said, you know what? There's something for me to be learned here. So may I ask you some questions? And that the lesson that I learned was that you know, I don't think I was appreciating my team enough. And this is, she's from another team. So I was just asking some questions about what was going on with her. So you'll be surprised when you do reach out to those people, when you do show them how to dissolve those issues. Like on our leadership call this morning, the same thing. One of our gals was talking about overwhelm. So the other team members were offering their opinion of how do you break that down, right? So choose to see an opportunity when adversity shows up. Remind yourself that there's more than enough, right? That there's a bigger piece of pie out there. If new people are coming into isogenics and rising to the top of the, you know, the food chain, I tell myself if that can happen for them, it can happen for me. There is plenty for everybody. And, you know, that's something that's one of my affirmations. If it can happen for them, a leader showing up in their team, it can happen for me. I deserve it. The next thing is you want to carefully select the company you keep, because mindset is so contagious. And, you know, I played actually my best 9 holes yesterday. Kevin, you'll appreciate this. I shot a 43 and had 4 pars, and I've never, ever done that. I played with a lady who absolutely blew my mind. This gal thought she wasn't good enough. She can't play in the ladies' 18-hole league. She could only play in the 9-hole league. And she and I were keeping up with each other, and she would say things to me like, okay, Carolyn, let's par this next hole. And I'm like, okay, that's a good plan. And she would be broadcasting and forecasting what she wanted. She said, I'm going to have a good shot. And if there's any golfers out there, you know this is not typical speak on the golf course. Most people are like, oh, my God, I hope my ball makes it over the water. Oh, my God, I can't believe how long this hole is. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe I did that. I'm so stupid. And they're always beating themselves up. So this gal, Esther, I mean, she's a higher handicap than me, and we were in tandem with one another, and I kept saying, Esther, you are somebody I want to hang around with. And when I talked to her husband, he goes, yeah, she's the number one salesperson in her organization, and she's always saying nice things about everybody. So I said to Esther, I want to have coffee with you. And this is not to tell her about isogenics. I'm thinking, this is the person I want to hang around with, because her mindset was contagious. The both of us were inspiring each other to play better. Both of us had, like, you know, we had an incredible game. And she was like, what? You're leaving me after 9 holes? And I said, yeah, you know what? Let's get together and have another game. So if you're around people who are, the glass is half empty, I would invite you to find a new tribe. The other thing you want to do is spend some time in reflection. In reflecting what you do well and being grateful for that, your abundance mindset, because a grateful heart is at the center of an abundant life. Those who have a grateful mindset tend to see, you know, the message in the mess. And as I said this weekend, I thought I need to find what is the message in what's happening in this situation with this other team. And so I expressed my gratitude to this gal and let her know that she was very valued, not just to, you know, I don't know about what happened in her own team, but she was very valued by our team and what she contributed to us. And the last thing I want to leave you with is give more of what you want. Okay, so if you want abundance, go and contribute to somebody, right? If you find that your life is overwhelmed, then look at what can you give to yourself, like time out, some time off, something to yourself, right? Yesterday, I've had like a crazy busy 2 weeks, and then my sister-in-law came back with me, and then I've been driving an hour and a half each day to go and watch my niece play. I haven't had a minute to myself. And so yesterday afternoon, I said, you know, what do I love to do? I haven't golfed in 2 weeks. I said, I'm going to get out there and just grab 9 holes. And I'm just going to throw myself in. You know, I don't know. Typically, I go, oh, I'm not going to golf. I don't know those people. I'm not going out there. And I thought, you know what? Just get out there and enjoy the fresh air, Carolyn. Give yourself something that's going to fill you up, that's going to take you out of thinking about Isagenics, what you haven't done. What, like, I am behind the eighth ball in terms of this 90-day action plan. But I thought, in order for me to calm my mind, I got to go and do what fills me up. And oh my goodness, don't I meet a lovely lady and have one of the best games of my life, the best 9 holes. So I want to leave you guys with that this week as you go into your, you know, you're connecting with that next group of people and you're doing your follow-up. You know, perhaps you're coming up with some objections that aren't working. And I saw this in one of my MIT groups, somebody saying, oh, I'm doing the thing, people aren't coming to the call. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the objections. Why what you're doing is maybe, why what you're doing isn't working? And what can you do to tweak your first 2 weeks so that you are getting the results? So with that, I'm just going to take a time out here and say, what are you guys getting from this call? And how are you going to proceed? What are you going to do this week?
Hey, Carolyn, Terry here.
Hey, Terry, good morning.
Good morning. I have to say that you being so transparent and open about how things are unfolding for you is a real inspiration, and it takes fortitude and confidence to do that, so thank you so much. It's wonderful. Thank you.
And thank you for that, Terry, because I think in this profession of network marketing, there's so much of you see the success, you don't see the failure. It's like the Hollywood syndrome. You only see those superstars. You don't know what people have done to get there. And Facebook has a way of, you know, when people look at the teams out there, oh, they're having such a good time. And I can tell you that every leader out there has gone through some of these growing pains. Every leader out there has been excited about their business. Every leader out there has had those wall-kicking moments where, you know, they haven't been able to get in action. They haven't been able to do everything that's going on. So my, you know, my gift, my message to you guys is to just do what you can. And if you are behind the eight ball, that's okay, because if you, you know, and I'm using the words if, and I should change that to when you do engage, whatever you're doing now is going to be more than what somebody else is doing who's just stalled and decided, I can't do this anymore, because you know what? You can. Thank you, Terry. Anybody else? Takeaways, comments?
Carolyn, this is Carol from New Jersey. I loved that post that you did put on Facebook yesterday. I saw it about the universe talking to you. And I laughed because, you know, every day I say, act as if it's already happened. Live your life as if what you're dreaming of has already happened. And I chuckled to myself when I saw that last night. And it was just confirmation that I'm on the right journey with the right people.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you for that, Carol. One more, you guys.
Maura. Yeah, Maura.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Maura.
First of all, congratulations on your game yesterday.
Thank you.
That's really cool. Yeah. And, you know, because Super Bowl Sunday was yesterday, and because of the way that game unfolded, I think it...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think it ties in perfectly with what you're training on today, because, you know, at the halftime mark, I mean, I remember seeing Tom Brady's face. and like, talk about, you know, like, oh, my God, what's going on? You know, we're losing, and by a landslide. And I remember watching the shift. And, you know, other people will quit, pull their toys away, and go home, but not people like Tom Brady. And it's that lesson to all of us is that when the going gets tough, don't think that that means you're not supposed to win. Just say to yourself, I'm going to dig deeper. I'm going to find what's really inside me, because I'm a winner, and I need to focus, have clarity, tie in with why I'm doing this. All the things you just described is what Tom Brady did yesterday. And the way that game turned around, it was an unbelievable ending. So I love how you trained on that today. Perfect.
May I just add to that, Terry, here? And you know, it wasn't just Tom Brady. If you heard the coach who very seldom speaks in public, and how he referred to the rest of the
his
players.
Yeah,
Tom Brady, believe The coach is a leader, but everyone else had to have the same resilience. And that's and that's what you folks do for us, is that you help get, implant and put the seed of resilience with us. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, great, great way to end the call, you guys. I'm you know, becoming a football fan, and it was like, wow, what a game. And absolutely, there was a huge learning lesson in that for me as well. So make it a great day, everybody. Get out there and connect with those people, because there are people waiting to hear from you. There are people who may be saying no to you because they don't understand enough. And when you stay with them long enough, they will get it. How do I know that? That was me. I didn't get this Isagenics thing. And thank goodness Susan and my sponsor stayed with me long enough that I got it. So I trust that will give you some encouragement, that those people that who you've connected with and maybe haven't responded to you yet are just, they're looking for your guidance. They're looking for, what does Carolyn know? What does Maura know? What does Jen know? What does Barbie Lee know? What does Carol know that I don't know? And so it's your posture, like Brady, with his posture that changed his teammates, that we are winners. We're coming back. So we believe in all of you. We want all of you to succeed and get out there and connect with those people who are meant to connect with you. So make it a great day, make it a great week, and enjoy that promotion, a 10% off that Isagenics has gifted us this week. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk to you with Lori tomorrow. Is it Lori Clark's on tomorrow? So it's going to be a great week with all of the health, wealth, and freedom team trainers. Bye-bye.